Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much, as always, for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this content. And don't forget, if you do enjoy it, hit the heart button at the end and let me know that you've enjoyed it. And by the way, if you want to support the work that we do here, consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below. If you don't fancy that, there's Donor Box. You can throw a dollar or a pound in the Donor Box. Let's get to the story then, shall we? So, okay. I want to talk about Doctor Who. I know that you see, I hear you say, David, you've gone on about this before. Yes, but it's the gift that keeps giving. You will recall that, I guess a week or two ago, I talked about the fact that the BBC had announced the new actor who they had selected to choose to play the role of Doctor Who. And his name is, I think it's pronounced Ninkuti Gatwa. He's born in Rwanda, came to the UK, lived in Scotland, he's an actor. He's been in different things. I think he may be gay, but I'm not 100% sure. But anyway, this is the following on from the female doctor that we just had. We've now got the first black doctor, and people will say, "Yeah, hooray for diversity." However, the BBC haven't stopped there, and this is the additional news I bring you, because it appears that a trans actress is going to be become the Doctor's sidekick. Excuse me. Yasmin Finney will play the Time Lord's companion Rose, who was previously portrayed by Billy Piper. Yeah, I remember Billy Piper playing it back in the David Tennant years. And now we've got Yasmin, who's trans. So in other words, a biological male is now playing the female companion to the new black Doctor Who. So that's all in order. And, but why stop there? I mean, for example, the Daleks. I've noticed there's a lack of disabled Daleks. Surely we should have some Daleks, you know, representing those communities, those who are not as fortunate to have four wheels. And then what about the Cybermen? I mean, the Cybermen, outrageously non-diverse. we need diverse Cybermen. And so it goes and so it goes. Look, here's the point. There's a serious point here. This is the woke BBC at their work. They're quite prepared to follow the example of Disney, of Netflix, and go as woke as they can. They're going to sacrifice viewing figures because they get their license fee regardless of viewing figures, so they can afford to do this. So it doesn't matter, basically, if nobody watches this. But I believe they're probably the first episode. I guess you might get some people watching it. And then I suspect you'll get a big turnoff, because people know when they're having wokeism shoved down their throats. And that's what this is. You know, I mean, I stopped watching Doctor Who a long time ago. I'm afraid I'm of an age where I can remember, the very early Doctor Who's, back in the late 60s and 70s, when it was genuinely scary. I remember as a youngster hiding behind the sofa on a Saturday afternoon when Doctor Who was on, because you would have the Daleks appear on screen. This was about, I think it was around 5 o'clock or that kind of time slot. And I think, along with a generation of youngsters back then, we were scared witless by these Daleks. And you had the exotic William Hartnell as the Doctor. And then he moved into, I think it was Patrick McNee, and then John Pertwee, and then it moved on and whatnot. And as the years went on, it became more and more ludicrous, actually, because it was clear that the whole thing was being done on a shoestring. And I think it kind of eventually fell into obsolescence, and then it was revived. And so it continues to go through different changes. And I don't want to be a stick in the mud and say, oh, Doctor Who has to always be the same. It has to be a white, straight male. Well, it doesn't have to be. But the majority of people watching it are. So, you know, shouldn't it appeal to its audience? Or is the audience for Doctor Who in the future going to be a tiny niche of minority groups? And is that what the BBC's aiming for? Because I think that's what they're going to get. As I say, putting a trans in, I mean, come on, BBC, come on. We know what you're doing. We see what you're doing. And I'm sure you're all those, the producers and all those involved in the scheduling of the program will be super duper excited. Look, we've got a potentially gay black actor as Doctor Who. We've now got a trans actress or actor as his assistant, in quotation marks, Rose. So yeah, for diversity. And I'm sure the BBC will say this is an example of how things are moving on. But is this things moving on? Or is this just simply woke pandering? I think it's woke pandering. I don't think it's got anything to do with, how do we make the series as interesting as possible? The only way they can seemingly do that is to raise the concept of a white male as Doctor Who. That's the fundamental problem I think the BBC have. And then I suppose they were annoyed about the fact that, you know, back in the day, I can remember the Doctor's assistant, okay, the Doctor's assistant in the TARDIS, she would always have been relatively dishy. I remember some of the female assistants, going back now, admittedly, to the 70s, that they were cast for their looks as much as anything else, and some of them look very nice. But obviously that's offensive in 2022, so that's why we have to get a tranny in instead, and that makes it work better, or so those who produce the BBC would have us believe. Don't know what you think about this one anyway, but anyway, there you have it. I bring you the news that we've now got a trans as the Doctor's lovely assistant. What a world, friends. Where's the Daleks when you need them?